Would you rather be stuck in Jumanji or Jurassic Park for the rest of your life?
Which Batman villain would make the greatest babysitter?
Who would win in a fight? The gang from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or the bunny from The Holy Grail?
Which college roommate would you rather have? Darth Vader, Thor, or Ted the Teddy Bear?
Welcome to Barcast Comedy, where semi-pro comedians Zach and Old School Kurt answer crazy would-you-rather questions. No Old School Kurt today, but I am joined with stand-up comic Zachary Haynes. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, as a fellow Zachary, I think I'm allowed to say this too, but I'm not a big fan of the way you spell your name. I'm a Z-A-C-H Zachary.
I get that, but it's spelled phonetically correct. Like, it's straight to the point. Like, there's no fluff in there.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do is like when I go to like a sub shop or something and like I'm ordering food and they're like, what's the name for the order? I'm like, Zach. And they're like, how do you spell it? And I'm like, Zach with a Z. And then they just stare at me so confused.
They're talking shit about you immediately after you leave. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're like, can you believe he spells his name with a Z, Zachary? Like, can you believe this guy? Like,
so then one time there was this cute girl at this pizza place. So I was being nice and she's like, how do you spell your name? I'm like, Zach with an H. And she's like, okay. So then she spells my name and I pick up the pizza and it's spelled Zach, H-Z-A-C-K. And I was just like, I can't.
That's a first. I've never heard of that.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I'm like, ooh, all looks, no brain. Cool. Like,
all right. So let's just dive right into this, Zach. First question we ask everybody is, have you ever been in a bar fight?
I have not been in a bar fight.
No bar fights?
I have successfully talked my way out of bar fights. Like, yeah. Like, I'm a big guy. I'm like 6'1". I'm like, yeah, I could get into fights or talk my way out of it and continue my night. Like, that's how I kind of approach bar fights.
Yeah, that's a better way to do it. No bar fights here on my side either. I'm like, what's his name? The mascot in Blue Mountain State. You know, when he gets in fights and he's like, well, how about I jerk you off? And they're like,
you
what?
Don't know how to talk during the fight? It's like,
all right, I'm done.
Yeah, if you can't do the dirty talk during fighting, just you can't. Like,
would you rather be stuck in Jurassic Park, Jumanji, or Transformers for the rest of your life?
So I don't like Jurassic Park, so I'm gonna decline that. Jumanji, I feel like if you saw like the movie with Robin Williams, it's like he had like a 1,000-yard stare after he came back. I feel like Transformers is like the go-to. Like, yeah, there's a chance I get crushed by a giant robot, but also driving cool vehicles around all the time that like can back me up in bar fights. Absolutely.
That's
like
just Optimus Prime in a bar fight.
Exactly. You are going to lose so badly. It's like, oh, you want to come talk to me? Come talk to me outside. And then the truck just transformed into Optimus Prime. Like,
I was kind of thinking Jurassic Park for me, because like Transformers, I was thinking that, but like, just think you're like on to work, you know, like you're working on your way to a 9-to-5 and then like Superman rips off your car door to save the day. You'd have to have insurance for superheroes.
Yeah, does Geico cover that? Like, who's covering that?
Yeah, you're like, god damn it, I only have insurance for the Hulk. Didn't have insurance for Superman this week.
Yeah, sorry, you don't get insurance if Tony Stark takes your car and throws it at something. We only got you for Hulk insurance. It's like, damn it, like, man, like.
Yeah, and then Jumanji too, like, just like you said, I'm thinking the classic. That one just seems a little too wild.
It's a little much, and then, like, yeah, and then you might get sucked back into the game. So the game's never over.
It just keeps going forever.
The game that never ends, truly never ends.
Which iconic vehicle would you rather have? The Batmobile, the DeLorean, the Mystery Machine, or Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
All good choices. I will give you that. That's tough. That is tough. The DeLorean is like a personal favorite of mine. I think it's great. I think that's the only way people should time travel. Like, telephone booth, that. Yeah. I want the DeLorean, baby. Fast car. I want to go back in style and freak out some medieval peasants are like, what? The devil? And it's like, yeah, it's a DeLorean. Check out these doors. They go up and down. Your doors go side to side.
And they're just
mind-blown.
You don't
even know what the door is.
They're like, what's a car even?
I feel like the Batmobile, like, for the Batmobile, like, it's going to be cool, but, like, what if you live in a state where, like, you can't drive the Batmobile legally? Like, it's not street legal.
Oh, with all the weapons?
Chases all the time. And it's like, granted, you could get away, but that's just, that stacks up. Like,
yeah.
No thoughts on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
You know, I've seen the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I bet that would get some ladies.
Hey, baby, you want to come see my giant wiener?
Come on back.
Come on back. And then she's like, hey, it's just the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It's like, yeah, but there's a bigger sausage in the back, and it's just more Oscar Mayer products.
It just keeps going, the joke. You just keep it going.
Did you just get this for more dick jokes? And I'm like, yeah.
Obviously.
I've seen it before, and it's like it's big. I'll give it that. Like, but I, you know, I work like a 9-to-5 job. Like, I can't take that with me anywhere. It's not practical. Like with the DeLorean, if I run late for work, not anymore. Go back in time.
You can time travel, and you're just using time travel to make sure you make it to work on time.
That's how good of a worker I am. Put that on my resume. We'll travel back in time to arrive to work on time.
Choose your curse. You sinned, and you're stuck with this curse for the rest of your life. In order to fall asleep, you have to listen to 30 minutes of Pitbull music. Otherwise, you just can't sleep. Or every time you enter a room, you forget why you entered the room for the first 30 seconds.
I already do the second one already. Like, it's like I'll take the Pitbull music. Like, I don't think Pitbull's that bad. Like, yeah. The one song, it's like, we at the hotel, motel. Like, I am a low-key Pitbull stan, so it's like, it's totally fine.
You're just getting hyped for it. Some Pitbull, you're like, let's go.
Yeah, I'll do the dishes and just like, hotel, motel, holla, you know.
And then you just fall asleep mid-dish from the...
from I drown accidentally. It's like, yeah, what happened? It's like, well, he was listening to Timber and he went Timber into the dishes.
Like. Yeah, and then with the forget stuff though too, like my worry is I'd become like a Sim character, you know? You go into a room, you forget, and then you walk back out of the room, and then you just go back and forth a million times until you die of starvation.
You're gonna get stuck in a loop because like you technically leave one room and enter another room because a hallway counts as a room. Does a hallway count as a room? Because like, this is just me, but I'm like a D&D guy too, so I know a lot about like curses and stuff. Yeah. Like, I understand how like wild curses can get even in like a controlled setting, but it's like, if I go from a living room to a dining room, does that like just create an infinity loop? I'm just forgetting for 30 seconds, and it's like...
That just gets too complicated at that point.
Yeah, the Pitbull's just straightforward, like 30 minutes before bed, that's easy. I might get bored after a while, but you know, better than forgetting 30 seconds, walking into another room, forgetting for 30 seconds, and then going back and forth again. Like,
yeah, I'm going to have to workshop that question. It's going to be 2 hours of Pitbull next time.
Imagine you walk into a room and forget, and you have to listen to Pitbull. Like, if you got both of those, like, you're screwed. Like, it's like, why did I enter this room? Why am I listening to Pitbull? Like...
Yeah, have you played that Pal World video game that just came out?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a lot of clips about it. Like,
yeah, it's pretty dope. It's just Pokemon with guns. If you could add guns to any video game, what video game would you add guns to?
That's a good one, because like some of my favorite games are shooters. Like the Fallout series is a really good one to have like guns play around and shoot in. I've been playing Helldivers 2, actually.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm on the Xbox. That's all I want to play.
That sucks. But, you know, I'm fighting the good fight over there. Honestly, like, for Helldivers 2, since it's on my mind, the Breaker shotgun in that game is, like, super OP. Even after they, like, nerfed it or whatever, I'm still kicking ass. And I can finally take that gun and put it into, like some horror game, like Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever.
just start blasting.
Like, any horror game, just immediately start blasting. They're like, animatronics, it's like Freddy. It's like Freddy's coming down the hallway, and I'm like, he better not.
Surprise, motherfucker. Just pop
like,
him.
Come on, try me. I know you're full of dead kids, but you know what else you're going to be full of? Lead. Like,
yeah, see, I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking like MLB The Show, like just adding handguns, you know? The ball's running through the air. They're just shooting at it, trying to take it down.
No, I'm trying to steal a base, but like you steal a base.
Yeah. He's like, whoa, what are you doing? You better not run.
And he pulls a revolver and it's like, it's over. You could technically just bring a gun to Monopoly and just win the game.
You're just Monopoly.
You said any game, you didn't specify video game. Like,
you're right.
But Monopoly, the game, the video game, you could bring it on too. Like,
what about bingo? Like, I said B4. You better be a B4 next.
Isn't that just an average night of Texas bingo? Like, you're right. I thought I heard B4, bitch.
I said bingo first. So anyways, I just started blasting.
Go outside, find my Transformer outside.
The other video game, did you ever play that made me think of was Naughty Bear?
My mom never let me like play that kind of game. Like, it was like at that point I was just mostly playing like sports games and like adventure games. But like, I saw that and I'm like, wow, that's kind of messed up.
That was like the first rated M game I got my parents to buy me. But for people who haven't heard of it, basically you're a teddy bear who didn't get invited to a party with all the other teddy bears. So then you just go and kill all the other teddy bears by like throwing them in blenders, stabbing them, jumping out of the closet.
I rewatched, I actually watched someone replay the game recently on like YouTube. It was like some random YouTuber who was playing Naughty Bear. And I forgot like how messed up the violence is in that game. And I'm like, thank goodness it's just teddy bears. Cause like now, like you get in trouble for that. It came out at like the perfect time because it's like you could get away with that sort of like cartoonish violence.
The only other video game I wanted to remake too is a Bully 2. We need a second Bully. Could you imagine that with like multiplayer? Me and the boys roaming around just bullying some kids.
Are they going to have like, if they do a Bully 2, are they going to like have to add in like a mass shooter update or something like that? That'd be fucked up.
I don't add guns to Bully.
The new Bully. Bullies have changed over the years, so we want to reflect that in American.
Oh, that would be wild.
That just confused every European. It would not be allowed in like several countries. Like,
you're stuck in a desert island in desperate need of water. Which one do you summon to help you? A monkey paw? The devil, ready to make a deal? Or an evil genie?
Going back to the D&D stuff, this feels like a D&D type setup that they would do. Like, it's yeah. Like, yeah, these are your options. Like, the monkey paw, I know, is not great. The devil, at least you'll get what you want, but you have to like sell your soul. Because like, if those are the options, I would just ask to get off the island. Like, forget getting the water. Like, I feel like if you had to negotiate with the devil, there is a way you could try to trick him to get you off the island. Because I know from like just like lore about like genies and stuff, if you're not very specific about your wishes, they will just twist it however you want. So you could ask the genie and be like, I want $1 million. And then a million deer just show up out of nowhere. Yeah. So you have to be like, I want $1 million currency, you know, currency of US dollars into my bank account. And then you have to be that specific with genies. Yeah.
See, that's why I'm thinking I'm taking the evil genie too for that reason. And I'm just going to write a solid, tight contract, man. I wish to be off the island, 2 feet on the ground.
I wish to be in front of a water fountain of my choosing, back on the mainland. Because he could get water. He didn't say where he had to go get it. Like, I feel like the genie has a lot of, like, you could have a lot of leverage over that, over the genie. Because it's like, if you're very specific, even the evil genie can't, like, be a solid contract. Like,
yeah.
He's just like, God damn, you got me there.
He's like, yeah, my legal team checked it out. Like, airtight. Like, you were not. Well done. Well done. You get another free wish out of this.
Like, he's like, game respect game. Let's jersey swap after this.
Jersey swap. It's like black dick again.
Yeah.
I love that meme of those guys' faces was priceless.
Oh my God. It was wild. It's been blowing up my feet because I follow a lot of like NBA stuff. So it's just like, they're like, oh my God, they let him do this? And I'm like, this is great. This is what we needed. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, then they're interviewing the dick guy afterwards. And they're like, so do you have any other jersey swaps planned?
Kevin Love.
Or it's like one of my favorite memes is it's two guys at Las Vegas. It's like in the club. There's like this one guy with a super nice shirt and they jersey swapped. It's like was gambling with this random guy all night. So we had to swap shirts.
I thought about that too. I thought I'm like, would anybody I know do like a shirt swap at the end of like an awesome night? Like,
yeah.
Do I have a nice enough shirt to do a shirt swap with?
You're like, I got to bring a shirt without stains.
Once that Pandora's box kind of opened with like the shirt swapping, it's like on the table all the time.
Who do you think would win in a fight? The gang from It's Always Sunny from Philadelphia or the bunny from the Monty Python and the Holy Grail movie?
How much time does the Sunny gang get?
They get like a half a day to prepare.
I feel like that's enough time for Frank to call in some favors, you know? I feel like that's enough. Like, if they get that prep time, they're going to be like, oh, it's the bunny from that one movie. And then it's going to take them half of the half day.
They're like, just go get to the figure out, Charlie.
Just to remember the movie. And then Charlie's off on some crazy conspiracy about saving the bunny instead. And then he uses an arm or something. They're going to send D first to deal with it. And they're like, no, you deal with it, Frank. And he's like, I feel like in the end, though, I feel like they're just going to end up getting someone else killed, but also successfully kill the rabbit at the same time. I'm trying to think, who's the one homeless guy that always hangs around that, like, was a... He was a priest, and then...
Oh, I can't remember his name.
To get back with D... I can't remember.
Cricket.
Cricket, yeah! They'll be like, all right, go up, grab the rabbit, and pull this pin at the same time. And they'll be like, and then he's like, and then I get the $100? They're like, oh yeah, you get the $100. Dennis would have some sort of scheme to like get ladies in because he has a rabbit now all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, it was.
I got the rabbit from the Holy Grail. It's a take girls back to my place. You know, they can't leave.
Yeah, it's just like,
you know, the implications.
And then eventually, like, Ida get word of it or whatever, so they start protesting the bar, and it's just like,
choose your useless superpower. You have this superpower to shapeshift into anything it rhymes with. Example, you can turn from, like, ice into rice. Or you can shove a battery up your butt to recharge instead of sleeping.
I'm a little conflicted, because the rhyme thing could be useful. Like, can you imagine if Jesus spit bars? He's like, I turned this wine into some rhymes, and it is just actual words floating out of a jug. And everybody's like, what the fuck?
Holy
I
shit.
I feel like the battery thing would be more beneficial. Like, yeah, I got to shove a battery up there, but you know what? Now I can just keep going with my day. I'm all set. Like, is it a double A, triple A? Like,
the bigger the battery, the more the sleep, I think. It's stackable.
Oh.
You're just shoving double A's up there constantly.
Man, I just quit my job and become a trucker. I would be the best trucker of all time. Go get my CDL and they're like, hey, we need this Amazon truck delivered from DC to New York City. And I'm like, I gotcha. Hold on. Just let me grab my batteries and lube and I'll be right there. See more upsides with the battery one. Like, I'm not one for suppositories. However, for a power like that, I think I might have to reconsider my whole life. That is
yeah. Every once in a while, you know, you might have to. What movie have you seen the most in your lifetime?
I have to think, this is my issue. It's like, if I really like a movie, I will watch it, rewatch it over and over again.
For me, it's actually probably Starship Troopers.
That's a good movie. Classic. That is a good movie to rewatch. I always get annoyed when people rewatch things that I don't think are good or don't think they need a rewatch. Like, I knew a guy in college, like, every weekend would rewatch The Office the whole season, the whole weekend. And it's like 9 seasons. And I'm like, dude, I went through it once. It took me like 2 months to get through all The Office. And I'm like, never again. That was just like, it was good, but not that good.
You're gonna get a lot of flack for that one.
I just don't find those after a while the shows are kind of like whatever, because it's like, oh, it's just the same thing. Michael Scott is a terrible human being.
They actually just announced today they're rebooting The Office with new characters and everything.
Rebooting The Office, they can't get enough. It's like, we're not making money off anything else. I'm like, yeah, because you cut it after 2 seasons. That's why. Like,
you know what movie sequel I want? They should make Chicken Little. If they're going to bring back any of them, let's get another Chicken Little movie.
You know, if you're going to bring back stuff, I want the bad movies. Like, I want more. Like, give me The Room Part 2. Like, yes, I need more on that Tommy Wiseau story. I need more on that. But to kind of backtrack to your original question on this, I think the movie I, like, seen the most is probably Toy Story, actually.
Toy Story?
Well, I'm going from childhood all the way to adulthood. That is the movie I've seen the most.
That's why I had Starship Troopers. It's that movie as a kid where you're just watching over.
Actually, it's funny because, like, when I was a kid, I had the VHS tape, and I watched it so many times that I broke the tape. So when I was, like, down for a nap, my grandma had to run out to the store, grab another copy of it, and put it back before I noticed. Like, he won't notice. I was like 3 or 4. She's like, he's not gonna know. And she told me like 3 years ago. And I'm like, that's pretty funny, actually. Like,
yeah. Oh, then another one I saw in the news, the director of the Winnie the Pooh, the horror movie, is making his own Marvel comic universe, the Twisted Childhood universe.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
So it's gonna be Winnie the Pooh, Bambi, Peter Pan, and Pinocchio all combining in horror movies at the end.
Why? Like, what did they do? Just because they're in public domain does not mean you have to use them.
That's even more hilarious that they're like, we're going to bring them all into one Marvel Comic Universe style.
I'm like, how? Why? This is whatever. The entire country of England's getting fucked over all of a sudden.
I actually watched the Winnie the Pooh one. It's wild. It's such low budget. The costumes are terrible, but there's just like tits everywhere. And it's very bloody.
I didn't hear about that. I just heard it was like a bad movie. And is it so bad it's good, or is it just like out flat out bad?
No, it's just that bad. But like in the movie, like Winnie the Pooh rips off a girl's shirt and then holds her down, and then Piglet runs over her head with a car.
Ooh,
that's the movie. Describe it.
That's like messed up. Like, I'm like, that sounds like a great Mortal Kombat fatality, not a great horror film. Like,
what's your hometown scandal or like high school story you and your buds all talk about?
So this was interesting. I don't really talk to people from high school that much anymore. Like, I just stalk them on Facebook. I'm just like, you know, the ones I actually like. So it's like, if you know me from high school and I still like your stuff, it means I still fuck with you, you know? But senior year of high school, there was like two big things. One sad and one's just like a little messed up. The sad thing is that there was this three-year-old that died in like a fire, in a house fire, and they blamed the fire department for not getting there quick enough. But the fire department said they weren't called in until like 20 minutes after the fire started because the neighbors were so determined that they could put out the fire themselves with like a garden hose. And they're like, we got it.
Nah, don't disturb the fire department. They're probably busy.
I got it. Some dude wanted to play hero and it ended up with someone, you know, someone's kid being dead. And then they're like, we're mad at the fire department for not responding fast enough. And the fire department's like, you didn't even call. Like, this is not our fault. But like, it got to a point where they're like, they were going to disband the fire department. Like, some people were calling for that. And we're like, are you stupid? Like, these are also the people that stick the knife in the toaster. And I'm like, are you stupid? Like, And then the other scandal that happened my senior year was that members of the school board were taking out money from the emergency fund for like 11, 12 years straight. Oh. So the whole time I went through the school system, one member of the school board got to take out like $1 million out of like the emergency fund, and they put it under miscellaneous. And it wasn't until until one of the new board members heard about this and then reported it. And it was just wild. And nobody lost their job. That was the craziest part. My mom's like, I'm paying into this school and nobody got fired over this.
Well, like, everybody will forget about this. Just brush it under the rug.
They're like, it was an emergency. I'm like, what emergency? Like, you went to Cancun this past year.
There was a snowstorm. I had to get out of here.
Exactly.
I'm going to Cancun.
It's like, we're in upstate New York. Of course we had to escape. Like, they were Ted Cruising before Ted Cruised, you know? Like,
and we're back with part two of the Barcast. This is the part where the questions really go downhill on the show. Who do you think would win in a fight, Darth Vader or Superman? But they both have no powers.
But they have no powers?
No powers, no force, no lightsaber, but they have the outfits.
Oh, they have the outfits. I feel like they both have capes. I feel like Darth Vader would win just based on like anger alone.
He's got the helmet, you know, for a little bit of armor.
Yeah, a little bit of armor. Because, like, I don't know how strong Superman would be without the Earth's Sun or anything like that. Like, if he has no powers, he's just a dude.
True, he's just an average Joe.
Yeah, but, like, Darth Vader still has all of his emotions, which means he has rage.
But then again, is he, like, an old man, though? Like, you know, burnt up under the suit? Or is he going to be...
That's something to consider, too. It's like, Darth Vader, without the Force, it's like, he's a very strong Force user, but without the Force, like, we don't know. I feel like Clark Kent would not be able to do it. He's like, please, you're a fragile old man, and then he just let Darth Vader beat the shit out of him, like.
Alright, another superhero question for you. I was thinking about, in The Incredibles, do you think they named the kids before they had their powers, or do you think they just, like, were called, like, boy and girl until they had powers? Because I like to imagine that's what they did.
Yeah, I think they had to wait. They might have, like, picked out some, like, legal names or whatever, like, just to be safe. Because, like, what if they don't have superpowers? And then all of a sudden they, like, you know, they take home a baby. And then it's like, hey, where did Violet go? And it's like, well, we don't know.
I imagine it was just, like, boy, girl. Like, is it the Bird Box movie where he calls his kids boy and girl?
Yeah, I feel like you would have to wait to call them names or whatever, see if they have any powers or anything. I think there's, like, a College Humor old, like, cartoon sketch online or whatever where it's like oh, what should we name the boy? And it's like, I'm thinking Dash. And it's like literally just Dash running around in the womb, like popping out. And it's just funny because it's like, yeah, I think we're going with Dash. And he's like, are you sure? And it's like the baby just running around in the womb, like,
yeah, we'll go with that. Can Shrek save Gotham if, like, he replaced Batman, kind of like the Santa Claus movie, you know, Batman falls off the roof and Shrek puts on the mask?
I think so. It's kind of like more like taking, like, he would have a more anti-hero approach to it. Like, Batman's like, no killing. And then Shrek would just throw someone off the roof, like, afterwards. Like, all right, tell me what you know. And then he just throws him off the roof. And he's like, donkey. And he just kicks him off or, like, dragon. And, like, he's got a good squad. Like, I would be curious to see who'd win in a fight, the Bat family or Shrek and his friends. And, like, you know, I think it's honestly a toss-up at that point. Like, yeah, they got the technology, but they don't have layers like Ogre.
They don't got the layers. I would love to see that movie, Shrek and Donkey playing as Batman and Robin.
Donkey as Robin would be hysterical. And in the morning, I'm making waffles, and it's like, Alfred! I think Shrek could do it, though. Like, I think after some time, he's a smart ogre. I think he could figure it out, you know, how to be Batman. Like,
yeah,
it's just going to be really hard to conceal his identity.
He's got the mask on. Everybody's like, who the hell is that with the green ears?
They're like, ah, Mr. Wayne is like, I.
Do you think the Flash could have sex with his own image? Like after image?
Ooh, these are like really deep, like scientific questions. I feel like if he ran fast enough, he definitely could. He would have to like break a few of the like the speed rules or whatever he's got. I think he could do it if he ran fast.
I think he could get at least the tip.
I think he could fuck himself. Like, I don't think that's out of the question. Like, it happened so fast. Like, you have to split it just right, though. It's just, it's a really tough question.
Like, I like to imagine it could.
I think it's a possibility, but they don't want to address it. They're like, that's a whole can of worms that, like, DC Comics is like, if we start talking about this now, we're never going to hear the end of it.
Batman's enemies have to take turns babysitting a child. Who do you think does the best? Who do you think does the worst?
I actually think Poison Ivy wouldn't do a bad job. Not because, like, before anybody's like, oh, she's a woman. And I'm like, no, like, she takes care of plants, like, all the time. She clearly has a gentle nature to things that she likes or whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, Two-Face. I mean, that's 50-50, you know? He flips a coin. He takes care of the baby perfectly, or the baby's dead as hell.
It's like, all right, either I'm gonna feed you or change you. And then he still gets it wrong anyways, like.
Yeah.
I also feel like Mr. Freeze wouldn't be a bad babysitter either.
Yeah, I think he has a little compassion.
He has compassion. He has empathy. So I think it would work out that way, too. I feel like the worst, though, would be like Killer Croc, though.
Killer Croc.
Obvious reasons. Like, he's a croc, so I feel like he'd just like get annoyed with the baby and he'd just go, you know, like, just
no, I'm just eating this thing now.
And he's like, why do I have to take care of it? I'm like 50-50 on the Joker, because I feel like the Joker would use the baby in some elaborate scheme to like rob Gotham Bank. Like he would take care of the kid like he takes care of Harley Quinn. Like, not at all. Like,
yeah.
I think Harley Quinn would be pretty bad too. Harley Quinn, because, you know, she'd probably just join in the chaos with the baby. Be like, let's smash stuff.
If it's just Harley Quinn, though, I think it would be fine. Yeah. If it's Joker and Harley Quinn, I think it's a disaster waiting to happen. Because she'll be like, she'll get baby fever, and then Joker gets annoyed, and then he tries to get rid of the baby.
Who do you think would win in a fight? SpongeBob or the Minions? We'll allow Patrick, too, to be on SpongeBob's team, since there's a bunch of Minions.
Oh, man. If they're tag teaming, I feel like they have a better chance. Also, how much prep time? Like, it's like the question earlier. It's like, how much prep time? Like,
oh, they're going right away. They're just at it. They're in a grass field.
No prep time. I feel like the Minions actually will get the upper hand, because they are better improvising. I feel like SpongeBob and Patrick will run for a bit, then they'll get courage, then they'll get brave, and then they'll try to fight, and that's when they get screwed. Like,
that's when they lose.
That's when they lose. It's just the two of them. Like, if you were like, yeah, the you know, the main characters of SpongeBob versus the Minions, I feel like it would be more of a fair fight. But if it's just SpongeBob and Patrick, they'll try to befriend them, and then the Minions are going to hit them over the head, and then they're going to be like, ah, nah, no, we can't do this.
All right, let's even the playing field. What if we give SpongeBob a Glock? And the Minions a Glock. We'll make it fair.
Oh, only one, though.
Only one, yeah. They have to share the Glock.
I feel like the Minions would fight over the Glock, which is just enough time for SpongeBob to take care of business.
To get going there, yeah.
That, and Patrick would be like, oh, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Do you think you'd be a better pope or a better president?
What, me?
Yeah.
The pope is the highest, the closest to God, and I am nowhere near God, actually. I didn't grow up religious at all. Literally on the bottom of God's shoe. Like, I don't think that would be good, because, like, people would be like, he's smoking weed in the Vatican City. I'm like, no, I'm not. You're going to have a higher connection to God. Like, I feel like I'd make a better president, though, you know? Like, I have a little bit of charm, you know? People like, they want someone young in the office. They You're don't right. care how old the Pope is. They're like, ah, he's an old fuck anyway. It's like, who cares? Like, I make a better president. First of all, I would ban all of those like ads that look like they're game demos, but they're not. Like, immediately.
The first day
I'm drafting off a bill, it's like, you either get a playable ad or an actual like trailer. That's it. You can't have one of those fake, you could play it and then it just takes you to the...
You have my vote. I keep getting on Twitter these ads for a zombie game, mobile game. They're horny ads. It'll be like a girl weightlifting. It'll just be like her boobs on the bar, bench press. And then it zooms out and it's like, oh yeah, there's zombies attacking, by the way. Come play the zombie survival game.
I know, like, my YouTube ad algorithm's really weird, because either, because of how my name is spelled, I'll either get like AI voice ads. So it's like, get an AI girlfriend, or all my ads are in Spanish. There's no in between. And I'm like, do you think I'm like some sort of like Latino incel? Like,
you're a Latino Zach. That's what they take it as.
Because of the spelling. Because like, I don't have a C. I don't have a traditional Zach spelling. Yeah. So they just immediately throw me in. They're like, oh, this man is clearly not white. And I'm like, actually, you're wrong.
You couldn't be more wrong, but thank you.
More wrong between my Irish and Canadian heritage. I'm like,
all right, who do you think would win in a fight? Or a hamster or a newborn baby? 6 months old.
The 6 month old. That's I feel like that's like not a contest. Like, because like, yeah, the hamster's gonna bite it, but the six month old doesn't know how to control their own strength.
True, they're just pure, yeah, they're just gonna be throwing that thing.
Ah, bit me, and then picks it up and it like
just launches it.
Hamsters are super fragile. Like, it, like the hamster's literally got to like do quick work, otherwise it's screwed. Like, it will lose over time.
Have you ever had a pet hamster?
I did.
Do you have any tragic stories of it dying?
One hamster got out by accident, and a few days we couldn't find it, so my mom assumed it got outside. But then a few days later, my sister's cat was coughing up some bones, and it's an indoor cat, so we figured out the worst. And then the other hamster we thought died, so we we took care of it. Then come to find out the hamsters sometimes randomly hibernate during winter, and we live in upstate New York, and we're like, oh no, we just put it in a shoebox in the yard. We did put a few of its favorite things in there, so I hope it was content for.
Hopefully, had some good final minutes.
I'm not the only one. You go on Reddit and people are like, oh my God, I didn't know this. I killed my hamster by accident. Like,
yeah. I feel like everybody with a hamster has just a tragic story of them dying. So I just ask everybody now if they have hamsters.
Yeah. Like, I feel like hamsters were like pet rocks before pet rocks.
Before, yeah.
If that makes sense. Because like, it's weird to have like a hamster. And like, at least with a pet rock, if you forget to feed it, it won't die. Like, it's just, it's like one of those like pet things where it's like, why would you get this? Like,
all right, who would you rather be college roommates with? Darth Vader, Thor, or Ted?
All right, let's just get rid of Darth Vader. Like, I can't have some moody teenager be upset.
I can't deal with his drama.
Yeah, I can't do it. He's like, no, I killed my wife somehow. And it's like, and I lost all my limbs. And I'm like, dude, shut up. I got finals in the morning. Yeah. Like, what? I literally would get like one dirty sock on his side of the room. He starts horse choking me. He's like, I find your lack of cleanliness disturbing. And I'm like, can't have that. I feel like Ted is too much fun. He's too much of the opposite.
He's all fun.
I feel like that Thor's in the middle ground, because he's like, yeah, he'll have fun. But when he needs to, like, you know, be responsible, he'll be responsible. Like, Ted will not help you get out of a situation where the cops are called to your door. Like, Thor will. Like,
he's survival of the fittest.
Thor's kind of the happy medium. Like, yeah, his hammer might be, you know, on my laptop, but you know what? He got me out of a bad situation last week at the yeah.
All right, last question of the podcast is going to be a one question with Old School Kurt.
Hey, guys. Old School Kurt here. And here's your one question from Old School Kurt. Okay, you're on a deserted island. Which luxury item would you rather have? A Ferrari with no keys, cigarettes with no lighter, or Uno the game? Choose wisely.
I feel like the Ferrari doesn't make any sense. Like, you don't have the keys. I'm like, yeah, I could take a rock, though. But what is that really? What is that really? I would just have to start disassembling the Ferrari for parts. And
I don't know. I mean, you could just live in the Ferrari, be like, hell yeah, this is my new house.
Actually, this is something I learned through TikTok, is that, and like through like, you know, random survival videos or whatever, it's a bad idea to actually sleep in a car in like a survival situation, because the temperatures in cars drop, like they range so much. So like, it could be 90 degrees, but if you stay in a hot car during the day, it gets up to like 110, 120. And at night, it does the same thing too. So you could freeze to death in a car.
Ooh, interesting.
The Ferrari would have some benefits, like obviously metal and stuff, like you could break apart metal and like make tools out of it.
Yeah, more parts, I guess.
More parts, like, and then, you know, there's gas in there. Like, if there's a full tank of gas, you could just like light the island on fire and then just get help. Like,
true. Yeah, it's a full tank, it just doesn't got the keys, so just can't drive it.
Keys, I could get in like with a rock or something. Like, and my car alarm's going off. Who's that?
Yeah, true. Just, you don't care. Set that thing off. Just drive it around.
Because, like, the pack of cigarettes, like, yeah, I could be on the deserted island and get cancer at the same time. No thanks. Like, Uno's kind of useless. I feel like I would take the car just like there's parts there, you know? I have a better chance of making it out.
Yeah, I'm probably with the Ferrari for the survival or maybe the pack of cigs. I mean, I don't smoke, but like if I'm stuck on a deserted island, I mean, I might as well at that point.
I'll figure out how to light cigarettes, you know?
Yeah, if I get a fire going, that's a win.
Yeah, that's a win. And it's like, you know, to celebrate, have a cigarette because you don't know. Like,
there you go.
What if there's just a pack of cigarettes in the Ferrari? Like,
oh, you're right. All right, that's all for this episode of the podcast. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, check us out on YouTube. We're giving away a toaster at 10K subscribers. Tell them where to find you, Zach. Anything else you want to shout out, it'll be on screen.
Find me on Instagram and TikTok and Threads, YouTube, you know, all that stuff. Zachary Haynes. Or on Instagram, _ Comic Zans. Little play on words for those font nerds, you know. Shout out to my font nerds. If you're using Comic Sans instead of Comic Zans, what are you doing? Like,
hell yeah. Subscribe. Do-do-do.